Hello, beloved. In Psalm 119, verses 33 through 40, the scriptures declare, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Give me understanding that I may keep your law and observe it with my whole heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies, not to selfish gain. Turn my eyes from looking at worthless things and give me life in your ways. Confirm to your servant your promise, that you may be feared. Turn away the reproach that I dread, for your rules are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. In your righteousness, give me life." Almighty God, we are praying that your statutes would be dear to the almost 7 million people in Togo. We're praying that the people that represent the 57 different ethnic groups would be able to say, no matter what their background, that their heart inclines to your testimonies. We pray for those who are going through different economic and political situations to be able to say that they will turn their eyes from worthless things and look to you, the author and perfecter of life. We thank you that you have established this country, and yet we pray that you would continue to work justice and righteousness among them. We pray that the new denominations that have begun, the Pentecostal groups from Nigeria and Ghana and Burkina Faso, would be able to say that your rules are good, that they long for your precepts, and in your righteousness, they find that you truly do give life. God, would you drive back the spiritual powers of darkness? Would you convert those, whatever their religious backgrounds might be, to knowing you, the one who is true and whose glory will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea? God, please magnify your name among this country in Africa so that, above all, Jesus Christ would be honored, the Father would be known by the power of the Spirit, and that your church would be established on earth as we long for your kingdom to be consummated. In Jesus' name, amen. Lord bless you, beloved. Bye.